morning, family. Last week, we thought about the difficulty of living for Jesus, even though it's not too terribly complicated. We saw last week how the resurrected Jesus appeared to his disciples and relieved their fears. And we learned that if we can see Jesus with us, if we can believe that he is present, then his presence makes believing in him and walking with him that much easier. When we believe he is near, it's more likely that we will live in ways that honor him. So today, let's build on this thought, this idea of Jesus being with us. Well, what does that look like? As we'll see in a moment, in much of Scripture, God is described as a shepherd tending his sheep. Jesus borrowed that imagery and called himself not just a shepherd, but a good shepherd. So let's read from John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. Hear the word of the Lord. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When the hired hand sees the wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and runs away. That's because he isn't the shepherd. The sheep aren't really his. So the wolf attacks the sheep and scatters them. He's only a hired hand, and the sheep don't matter to him. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I give up my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that don't belong to this sheep pen. I must lead them too. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me. I give up my life so that I can take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I give it up because I want to. I have the right to give it up, and I have the right to take it up again. I received this commandment from my Father. This is the word of God for you, the people of God. So we say, thanks be to God. As I mentioned a moment ago, this word picture of God as a shepherd and mere mortals as sheep is found all throughout Scripture, both in the Hebrew Scriptures and in the Greek Scriptures. Yet, for some reason, it's one of those images that we take least seriously when it comes to developing our life in Jesus. We tend to forget it. We often discount it when it comes to deepening or strengthening our relationship with God. Why is that? Well, I think, for starters, very few of us know what it's like to tend or herd sheep, right? So this is not an analogy we run into on a regular basis, so we can't appreciate it very much. So what do you say we do a quick overview of some of the scriptures, okay? First, let's look at the Hebrew prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel tells us that God gets us, that God understands the difficulties that we have in life. God knows that instead of being nurtured, more often than not, we get eaten up, right? And we aren't very strong, and we often need help. We get hurt, we get sick, and we need someone to heal us and bandage us. We get lost and separated from one another, and things come along that frighten us, and we run away and hide. Then no one comes looking for us, and wild and scary things attack us and drive us further and further away. I think that's a pretty fair picture of our condition, don't you? At the end of the Ezekiel passage, God says that the role of the shepherd is no longer to be given to anyone, but instead God himself will take care of the flock. That's us. Now, let's fast forward a bit and look at the 23rd Psalm. It begins with the words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." It also tells us that God prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies, and he anoints our heads with oil. Again, we learn that God has a very clear understanding of who we are and what we need to be healthy and whole. But not only does God know, he offers his care to us. The 23rd Psalm is the song of a sheep who has heard God's voice and accepted God's care. There's a good shepherd, and the sheep are able to hear that good shepherd's voice. Certainly there are other voices out there, and we may listen to those voices, but God's voice is always there, and God's voice is recognizable. But sometimes we forget that there is a God who has a voice and who calls us by name. I think one of the most powerful experiences in our spiritual journey is when we hear God call our name, right? It's a bit overwhelming, but it sets the world right when we realize that God knows us by name. But more than that, God calls us by name. Do you realize what that means? If God knows my name, then God must know me, right? There's someone out there who knows you, who knows your name. He knows your doubts and your fears. He knows your loves and passions, even your thoughts. God knows you. And despite knowing you intimately, inside and out, he still loves you. It's a reality so profound that, in a way, nothing else matters, right? But what if I told you there was more? That God offers us more? God sees to it that we will have what we need, that we will always have a safe place to rest. Even when trouble is near, we will be safe. But not only will we be safe, we'll be comforted and reassured. Nothing will stop God from seeing that we are nurtured, not even dangerous people. And we will be filled to overflowing. Goodness and mercy will follow us as we follow God, and we will live in God's kingdom always. We receive all of God's blessings if and when we listen to God's voice. What's more, the letter of 1 John goes on to tell us how loved we are and how by listening to and following God, we will become more and more like Jesus. We will even see him, because when we listen to God, we are close to him. If and when we listen to him, we are not separated or scattered. We are living in his presence. Finally, we come to today's gospel. In today's passage, we learn more about how we are cared for, that God is with us in every danger. God protects us. God sees that we are fed. God sees to it that we are never scattered or alone. God calls us and talks to us and takes care of us, as well as people from all over the world, right? And Scripture tells us that someday all of us are going to be joined in one big community centered and focused on God. Someday we will be safe and joyful and whole forever. Those are the big messages of the Good Shepherd stories. God is present in our lives. He talks to us. He cares about us. God listens to us. He is invested in us and he protects us. God walks with us so that we are never alone. As hurt and as lonely as we sometimes are, as beat up and hungry for love and comfort and joy, we need his care and safety, don't we? Now, there may be some areas in our lives where we are happy enough without God and successful enough too, right? But each and every one of us has at least one tiny little hurting part of ourselves that's scared to death and given to hiding, a part that armors up so that no one can get to us or hurt us. And it's time for that little part of us to say enough, right? Enough hiding, enough being defensive, enough avoidance. It's time to start listening, right? Listening isn't hard. Remember, we are born with the ability to listen to God, to hear, just the way we are born to see. Listening to God generally takes place in the heart. You let God open your heart a little bit and then let God talk. His language is slow and simple. It's a language of presence and love. You sense his presence and then you hear your name. You hear the presence call you by name. And if you let your heart open a little bit every day or several times a day, you can hear the shepherd talk. You can be fed and nurtured. You can be healed and forgiven. You can be brought to life and safety. You can stop feeling alone. This can happen to all the pieces and parts inside of you that are damaged and not yet whole. And when you start to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd, then the whole and healthy parts can learn more joy than they have known, and they can begin to rest a little. You have no idea how much weight our healthy parts carry. How often they have to stand up for us because the rest of us is too afraid or scattered or sick to do anything at all. It's a beautiful and joyful thing when we don't have to be smart or talented or skilled or successful or articulate or reliable or anything else. It's wonderful when we can just be safe in the protected care of God, who loves us as we are and who is willing to provide all the resources that it takes for us to be the people that we're meant to be. One who is willing to be all the resources that we need to be whole. We have a wonderful God. And what can you say to a God who revives your soul except thank you? What can we say to the one who is willing to stick so close to us that we never have to be afraid of anything, from death to hunger to evil to loneliness? We can say thank you. We should say thank you. We can accept his remarkable care and be thankful for it. Accepting is important. We listen to our shepherd's voice. We accept our shepherd's care, and we are thankful. And that's when we discover that we are being made whole. We are becoming like our shepherd, and we too begin sharing in his goodness and mercy. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Forgive us, Lord, for we are not the Easter people we should be, living in the knowledge of your mercy and grace. Distracted by the world, we fail to hear your voice. We hide when faith is challenged, and sometimes we wander from the path. We have failed to listen to our good shepherd. Grant forgiveness, Lord, we pray. Restore to us the love that we first knew and a faith that endures. Whether on this road the sun should shine or dark clouds gather, may we be your Easter people. May our values reflect your values. Help us to love the things that you love and to be made angry by the things that make you angry. And now, using the words debts and debtors, let us pray with boldness the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As always, thank you. I do appreciate you joining me today. And I hope these words were helpful to you. And if they were, will you like, review, and share this episode? If you leave a good review, it will help other people to find and benefit from these devotional thoughts. By the way, if you have a need or a prayer request, please leave a message in the comments section, and then be assured that I will be praying for you and for your need. Now, this week, your job is to love at least 3 people and make sure at least one of them doesn't deserve it. Why? Because everyone needs love, and everyone needs to know that God loves them no matter what, right? And remember, with Jesus, we always, always, always have hope. Now receive these words of benediction today. May the Lord bless you and protect you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and grant you his peace. Amen. Amen.